Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is there anything wrong with a woman wanting to be a housewife? An interesting article in the Irish Mirror over the weekend. A woman named Katrina Holt gets up every morning at 6:30 a.m. to lay out her husband's clothes before heading downstairs to make him breakfast, prepare a packed lunch for him, and to take to the office. She then spends her day cleaning, doing the laundry, the ironing, before starting preparation for the couple's evening meal, which is always cooked from scratch and fresh and on the table in time. But her average day is very different to a year ago after she quit her job to become a full-time 1950s-inspired housewife to look after a 28-year-old engineering manager husband, Lars. Good old Lars, huh? 38-year-old Katrina used to work in a busy payroll department but decided to give up her career in favour of a vintage lifestyle after being worn down by the day-to-day stresses of an office. She said her husband is very appreciative of what she does for him. She said, he is not a domineering man in any way. He's the most gentle person I've ever met. She says, I agree with old-fashioned values like being a housewife, taking care of your family, nurturing the people in it, and keeping your house in excellent condition so everyone feels relaxed. I think we, as women, should support each other. If a woman says she wants to be a homemaker, we should not say that's not right. What's right for me may not be right for somebody else. We all have to do what's right for ourselves. But I want to know, is she wrong? I mean, I read some of the comments online, and my gosh, people are having a go at her. Some of the comments, by the way, about this story, many women said they wanted to be housewives and take care of a man, and this is like taking away woman's rights and going back decades. Well, it's her right. She's a woman. It's her right to choose, isn't it? What happened to choice, ladies? And if we look at it, by the way, there was a research from Sullis recently, the people who obviously get people employment and help people get employment, that the majority of women with young children don't want to go to work. They actually don't want to go to work. The majority want to stay at home. They want to be stay-at-home wives or homemakers. That's what they prefer to do. So here's the question. Do you think there is anything wrong with a woman choosing to be a 1950s-style housewife? Peony, bow in the hair, all that kind of stuff. Is there anything wrong with it? Is it even sexist to suggest there's something wrong with that? I personally think there's nothing wrong with it if that's what she wants to do. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is there anything wrong with it? Padraig, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Padraig?
Greetings, Niall, and to all my fellow patriots.
Padraig, it's been a while. You were missing. Were you on holidays?
No, I'm recuperating from a double hernia operation, Niall. 7 weeks after it now, so I'm getting there, you know.
Where were the hernias? In your stomach?
Down below.
Oh, right. Oh, jeepers. Is that why they always used to do that thing when you joined? I remember years ago when I joined the FCA.
Yeah.
Your man used to put his hand under your... and say cough.
It's called cough and drop.
Right. Okay. And are you okay now, Padraig?
No, I'm getting there now. I'm heading back to work now shortly, but...
Yeah.
It was a tough operation, a bit of a complication, but look, it's manual workers are prone to this as you get older, but you couldn't kill a bad thing. So meantime, back at the ranch.
Yeah, so, I mean, okay, so this woman wants to be the 1950s style, you know, I suppose, housewife, this kind of traditional housewife.
Well, do you know something?
Stepford wife.
I'm watching a film here at the moment, The Maltese Falcon. A classic with Humphrey Bogart, 1941. And I'm just looking at the way the men and the women are acting, and the women seem very subservient. And I said to myself, Jesus, would have been a great time to be alive, you know?
Oh, would it? Yeah, okay. See, well, you'd like that, would you?
Well, for a man. Now, yeah. The data you're citing is from the 50s, 1955.
Yeah.
I'd say it was also a great time to be a man, and my father would have known all about it. But at the end of the day, women... Look, women used to know their place now, but unfortunately now they've kind of got ahead of themselves, you know?
Oh, they've run away with themselves, have they?
Well, to a certain extent, because, I mean, look,
God love them, they have rights.
Look, well, Niall, it's like this, look. If you want to go back to the origins of mankind, technically, God realised that Adam was lonely, and he took a rib from Adam, and he says, there's one man, And this guy needs company. And so, look, at the end of the day, women are just a rib of a man.
They were just a second thought, so to speak, from God?
Kind of an afterthought.
So you're telling me that God put women on this planet for the entertainment of men?
Well, of course he had to...
Or to help them out in some way.
Should we have to reproduce and, you know yourself,
yeah.
There's certain functions that had to be satisfied.
Right.
But anyway, like I said, I think really, men today, I think that's why they're all turning gay and transgender, Niall, men really, because the great white hunter is gone.
Right, and, I don't think that's a reason for people to be gay, but however, yeah.
I think that
sexual orientation is a completely different issue altogether. Maybe we can just discuss that. Let me get back to, I suppose, the idea that this woman now is being berated because she wants to have these type of values, these old-fashioned values, as she says.
Oh, well, fair play to the woman. She probably realises that the man is well, a superior sex, really.
A superior being. Is he? Yeah, well, but there's a lot of women out there who are very powerful beings and very superior and intelligent beings.
Wimpish men have allowed women to manipulate them. And basically, you've only got to look at look at the media now.
Are you married, Padraig?
Sorry?
Are you married?
I am, yeah.
So when you come home from work, does your wife have your dinner on the table? Has she hoovered for the house? And does she wear a little bow in her hair to keep you satisfied? Make it look pretty for you?
Well, put it this way now, my wife works 3 days a week, but when she's not working, I have to say, she is very well trained now.
Mm.
And,
you have your wife well trained?
But that's...
She's not a dog, by the way, go on, yeah, I'm just curious.
I appreciate that. But what I mean is, we're very happy, but she knows her place.
Well, you're very happy, obviously, yeah. Yeah. Have you discussed this with her? She knows her place.
She knows her place.
Right, okay. So, I'm sorry, I'm allowing you to talk here, Patrick, because it just intrigues me. So, she knows her place, she's well-trained, and so, does she work?
She works 3 days a week, yeah.
All right, okay. So, and do you allow her to work? Is that okay with you?
No, she's quite happy to work 3 days. She's off four.
Right.
And works very well. And, like, at the end of the day, she realises that I'm the man of the house. You don't hear that saying. And what it was, back in my
You're king of the castle?
Back in my father's era, I heard it all the time growing up. Man of the house.
Right.
And woman of the house. But right. Now you don't hear that anymore because men...
And is her position, her role in the relationship and the home, is it as important as yours?
Well, of course it is, yeah.
Okay, but in different ways.
She just realises that I'm the boss, basically.
Right. Okay. All right, Patrick. Well, stay there, Patrick. I'll accept your opinion, and you're entitled to your view and your opinion. And although some might say quite antiquated, but that's fine. I'll accept that view. And you believe that's a very traditional role, and there's nothing wrong with it. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008 if you want to WhatsApp and text. I can just see the text scrolling in hard and fast, Patrick. You can only imagine what they're saying. But I'll come to them in a minute. I'll read them out in a minute. Clara, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Clara?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. You've been listening to Padraig there. He's a wealth of information.
Well, I would say my situation is different from Padraig's, as is I'm a housewife. I stay at home, but my husband doesn't expect anything. He wouldn't expect it of me to, but I do a lot. I do the majority of the housework. I do all the cooking from scratch. I do all the ironing. I take care of him and my son.
Mm-hmm.
But I am training my son to, as in last Friday, I went out with my friends for lunch and he came home in a half day. Made his own lunch, he washed his own uniform. You know, he's a young man, you're preparing him for the world. But the difference, I think, is if you say you're a housewife nowadays and you enjoy it, and I like taking care of my family.
It's almost shameful, isn't it?
I got lambasted on Facebook about 3 years ago for that list because I said there is an element of truth to that list. For instance, like, when my husband comes home, he's travelled an hour and a half in traffic. He doesn't want to be met with all my problems the minute he walks in the door. He needs to switch his brain off, get from work to home. Nobody wants to walk home from anywhere and be hit with a load of grief. Oh, this happened today and that happened today and this is broken and the child is cheeky or whatever it was. You need to give people space when they walk in the door.
Uh-huh.
I generally, when my kid was young, would take 10 minutes to clear up all the toys off the floor, all the stuff, because I personally don't like walking into a messy house myself.
Right, so you want to have it clear for him so he'll have a clear run when he walks in.
Clear run when he walks to the door. I just think that's polite. Nobody wants to walk into a mess.
Right, okay, what about his dinner? Would you have his dinner on the table?
Yeah, I'm usually around between half five and six every day. Everything made from scratch. All proper food.
I'm just fresh. Made from
everything
scratch.
Cooked fresh. I prefer it.
What's for dinner fresh. Today? Actually, what's for dinner today?
Spaghetti bolognese. I was making it there as I was listening to you talk about goat cuts and
go on, yeah.
Just I make it.
Is there days, by the way? Because I mean, if I'm very traditional, I think back to my own mother and father. My mother would make like a stew on a Wednesday. There would always be, my father loved oxtails for some reason, potatoes and barley. I don't know what that was all about. That would be on a Thursday. It would be a fry on a Friday, a roast beef or a chicken on a Sunday.
Well, now you might laugh at me, but I do a meal plan for the week.
Right.
I do the meal plan for the week in advance. Part of it is economics. Like there's only one salary coming in. So I make sure that nothing is wasted. If I roast a chicken, I'll make chicken soup. If there's something left over afterwards, I'll make something else. Nothing is wasted. I do a meal plan for the week.
Right.
I shop according to the meal plan, and I cook all the dinners from scratch. Now, having said all that, I'm still doing a part-time course in adult education, and I volunteer in the community, so I still spread
your time for all that as well, yeah.
But as I said, I'm training my kid up to be an independent young man. If he should leave home and go to college, that he can watch.
But clearly, your husband is not an independent young man.
Well, you know, he doesn't expect any of it, and he said it to me.
Saying he doesn't expect it, but he's used to it, isn't he?
Oh, he's used to it, and I think he'd have
loads of people want to know. By the way, if ever you're leaving him, could you marry them? But however, I'm just—I have loads of marriage proposals.
Funny you should say that. I was away in Liverpool a couple of years ago with my sister, and we were out at a gig. Afterwards, went to the pub, and the usual conversation happens. They were asking my sister what she did for a living. She told them. Then they say, what do you do for a living? And I said, well, I'm a housewife. I'm a stay-at-home man. And then most of the men nearly faint because there's so few. And the first thing they focused on was, is your dinner on the table every day when he gets home? That's all he cares about.
So, you're saying to me, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be that type of wife.
I don't think
you,
so.
You sound to me exactly like this woman who wrote the article in the paper the week.
I agree with her. Like, if she wants to do it, the primary reason for me doing it was I had a child, but I enjoyed taking care of everybody. I really do enjoy it. And I enjoy a clean, tidy house. And I actually meet...
I'm going to give you a round of applause because I know there's women at home going, oh my God, girl. I mean, Helena was nearly falling off her seat outside. Oh my God, girl. We fought for rights for years and you're taking us back decades with your attitude. But I think you're right. If that's what you want to do,
we made a decision as a partnership. There was nobody telling me I had to do it. My mother worked in the civil service and she was told to give up her
job.
That's
different, yes, of course.
Yeah, that's different. But Phil and I sat down, we made a decision as a partnership about who would go to work and who would stay home. And I decided he's earning way more than I did. He should go to work. And now, we don't go on a holiday every year. We don't have that kind of money.
So you've made some sacrifices to do that.
We made some sacrifices and we're happy.
Padraig, is this your wife?
But the thing is, no, he doesn't expect me to be a drudge. He said, you're not a cleaner, you're not a skivvy. If you know, he doesn't expect it, but I expect it of myself because I don't think it's right that he should have to do loads when he comes home.
Okay, Padraig, are you still there? Oh no, he's gone. I think I've lost.
But I did, you know that list where it says you should greet him at the door?
I'm here, Dad.
Oh, you're there, sorry. Oh, yeah. So, Padraig, you've heard Clara there. Is Clara your wife by any stretch of the imagination? She's not, I don't think, obviously.
No, she's my cousin. How did you...
But she sounds like she might be your wife because she kind of has the same attitude. Now, mind you, you did say you're the boss.
Yes, well, I think every man should be the boss in his own household, you know?
Clara, is your husband the boss?
Absolutely not.
I think that woman would be... She sounds very fairly...
Sounds like a lovely woman.
Now. She'd be my type, yeah?
No, she's not subservient. She sounds like a lovely woman who wants to do what she's doing and gets quite fulfilled and satisfied by what she does.
My husband and I are an equal partnership. We make all the decisions as a joint venture.
That gets a bit... once you go equal, then the next step is... They expect to be a step ahead of you, Niall. You'll be careful there. So look,
right.
You have to nip that in the bud. Basically, Niall, we've been on a slippery slope since the suffragette movement around the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, 100 years ago, yeah.
The women's lib in the 70s. We really have been on a slippery slope.
Have we?
And a lot of men now don't realise that... that's why a lot of them are committing suicide now. And
well, I don't want to know. Let's not make this too seriously, okay, Patrick? I understand the point you're making, and that's a very serious issue. So let's not mix it into this conversation.
The fact that I'm a housewife, people may think I'm not a feminist. I'm a committed feminist.
How could you be a feminist, Clara, when feminists are now listening to you and they're crying listening to you?
Anybody who is a real feminist will know feminism is about choice.
I would absolutely agree with you, 100%. But they're listening to you saying, when he comes home, I'm not going to bother him with my worries because he has worries of his own and he's just had a 1.5 hour journey.
Even worse, Niall, I meet him at the door every day. I hear the key coming in the door. I stop what I'm doing. I go in and I give him a kiss and go, how are you, darling? And a big hug when he walks in the door.
But you know what? I think that's lovely. I think that's really nice. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's wonderful. And no, I don't mean the bow in your hair and all that kind of carry on.
No. And some days I'm in a tracksuit because I went to the gym and haven't had time to have a shower, and then I go upstairs later on. And some days I'm in my makeup and a nice outfit, depending on how my day went. He doesn't expect me, but he thinks I'm gorgeous whether in a tracksuit or in a nice outfit.
You're always beautiful to him, of course.
I'm always lovely to him. He thinks I'm 22.
And you sound like you have a happy marriage. You don't sound like
very happy.
Okay, well, that's
great. Very happy now. And he's really good to me. I have to say, like a Sunday morning, if there's any ironing left over, he'll get up early and he'll do that ironing so I'm not getting up face on housework. And he will make a nice curry at the weekend. So when he's not working, he pitches in. And when he's at work, I do the majority.
Can he use the washing machine?
Oh, he can. He's brilliant. He used to be in the army. He can do everything.
Right, okay. Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Angie. Angie, you're on Classic Hits. Angie, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you now?
Good. You've been listening to both. Well, I have to say, they both kind of think very similar, apart from Padraig thinks he's the king of the castle.
I think it's more the terminology of Padraig that is most defensive to what he's saying. I agree with the second lady. It's a choice. I consider myself a feminist as well. And I've taken both roles. I've worked. I put my children into childcare and then decided I'm with them. So I've taken time at work and done the housework because he was working. But it was a discussion and a choice of quality of life rather than because I had to be submissive or anything like that, you know? And, you know, in and out, doing different things like that. Once he stayed at home because I've got a job and a better salary, so you just kind of go with the flow and what quality of life you want. But I don't think it should be expected of either sex to have to be the subservient one.
Right, okay. But you don't see anything wrong with what Clara's doing?
No, I don't.
If that's what she wants to do.
That's what she's saying, and I believe that she is.
But you heard, I mean, she's literally going from the playbook from 1955, because if you look at the playbook from 1955 and the script in The Good Wife, or what the Americans perceived as being The Good Wife from 1955, Clara, it typifies us. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what Clara does. You know, she goes to the door when he comes in from work. She makes sure the house is clear when he comes in. She doesn't bother him with her worries or what's happened during the day. She lets him clear his head first. He's had a hard day's work after all. And she has the dinner ready for him, fresh. I mean, a lot of women would say that's not the way women should be nowadays.
But I think those women haters, they're bringing women down.
They are women haters, yeah. And they'll say that you can't be a feminist, by the way.
I can't.
They'll say you and Clara can't be because you're taking women's rights back decades.
But they're taking, those women are taking away our choice as women, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay, but getting back to Padraig, you think what he's saying is being offensive?
I think he was born in the wrong era. I mean, my mum was a 1950s housewife and he should have been married to her. He'd have been in his element, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was the eldest daughter and I had to make tea for my brothers.
Okay, well hang on. Sorry, Padraig, are you still there?
Still here now.
Yeah, you're being offensive.
Well, you see, this is the trouble these days. People take offence too quick. Well, what I'm saying now is, it's not acceptable in this era, apparently. But, like, that's why we have Donald Trump and Boris Johnson, real men, that speak their minds. And, like I said, we don't...
Real men.
We respect women, Niall, but we just realise that we're the superior sex.
Right, okay, what about Clara's husband? Now, at the weekend, you know, he might throw on the dinner or, you know, do a bit of ironing on a Sunday morning because obviously Clara needs her rest because she's been working hard all week being a housewife. Is he a real man because he does that or should he not succumb to those kind of domestic chores?
Well, you see, put it this way, Niall, it's not very manly. That's the best way I can put it.
Well, ironing the clothes is not very manly.
You see all these guys now, okay, like Ramsay
and Neville and a whole lot of them, and the celebrity chefs. They're all years ago used to be women who was cooking. Now disease. Okay, they're getting well paid, but done the whole lot of them. But I say to them, I see them with aprons on them now. I say, Jesus Christ Almighty, what a bunch of wimps! Can you imagine them in 1916? I don't think so now.
Somebody else, by the way, texts in and says, "Now Clara is typical of what women are trying to get away from, and the stereotypical image that we run to the door to kiss our husbands. What's wrong with running to the door to kiss your husband?" Have you all lost the run of yourselves? Not just women, I mean men as well. I would happily run to the door to kiss, my partner if she was coming in the door. Absolutely. If she'd been out and working and I happened to be the one that was at home, or if she'd been out and gone to the shop and I happened to be sitting there and I was watching TV and for whatever reason I wasn't with her and I heard the key in the door, I'd get up immediately. Why would you just sit there like a lazy ass? Get up, walk out to the door, give them a kiss and say, "Hi, welcome home. Love you. You look beautiful." What's wrong with saying that? Clara, I'm with you all the way. I'm be backing you 100%.
I don't need to run anyway. I don't live in a mansion. I don't need to take steps from the kitchen to the front door, you know?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the way you are living your life if that's what you want to do, if that's the life you want to have. Now, as long as you're not being forced to do what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I do it, and I'm doing it naturally. Like, nobody gave me a list and said, "You must do these 10 things." They came naturally to me. Because I'm say it's because I'm considerate. I'm considerate. I'm thinking, if I was in his position and I've been sitting in traffic for an hour and a half, do I want to be met with a smile and somebody saying, "Hiya, how are you?" and a kiss? Or do I want to get, "Guess what happened to me today?"
Yeah, miserable.
Which would I prefer? And I would prefer that somebody opened the door and said, "Hi, how are you?" and gave me a kiss, and your dinner's ready whenever you're ready. Oh. I mean, it's just niceness.
Yeah, and look, and if there is problems with the kids, or you need to talk about a bill or something, you know, you
can wait.
Yeah, you can wait a little while. Yeah, you can come to that later on. There's no need to jump into it.
He doesn't have much of a life. Like, he's not going anywhere. So he stays home quite a lot. Like,
yeah.
So I can wait.
Okay.
You know, I'm just not going to hit him straight away. It's just politeness, really. I think
you're 100. And by the way, do you bake cakes as well?
I do make cakes, yes. I make lots of brownies because my little boy likes to bake.
Scones.
And I make apple tarts. Haven't made scones yet. Apple tarts mainly and brownies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Dee, yeah. Well, hang on. Dee, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Dee?
How you doing, love? Are you well?
Good. Dee, a lot of people are having a pop here at Clara, and I think she sounds like a lovely woman, a lovely wife. There's nothing wrong with it. She's an exact replica of this woman in the paper over the weekend that everyone was having a go at, saying she's taken women's rights back years.
Yeah, well, I'm after rearing on my own, yeah, the most amazing young fella, yeah?
Yeah.
He's now 24. He gave me ticket when he was around 10. I brought him down to the local garda station, said, "Show me the cell," sat in the cell with him. He said, "I don't like it here." And I said, "Well, this is where people end up who disrespect their moms." Yeah?
Right,
the
okay.
The guy said, "Thanks a million." Never earned a thing for him in his life, yeah? I stopped cooking when he was 18. I said, "Come into the kitchen, love. I'll show you how to cook." About 6 months before he was 18.
Right.
He never came in to show him how to do anything. When 18 came along, I said, "That's it, you were warned, yeah? You haven't picked up any skills, I'm finished, yeah? You're on your own, you have to make someone a good partner someday. Be supportive, I know how to cook, yeah?"
Right.
Now he's absolutely brilliant, he has a lovely partner, cooks for her, yeah? Absolutely brilliant.
And that's fine if that's what he wants to do and that's what she wants,
well,
his partner.
I had to put my foot down and made sure it happened.
Yeah, but hang on, there's no suggestion here that Clara's husband is useless and can't do these things for himself. But he's working, out all day working. She's at home and working in the home. By the way, it's still a job, right?
Which any man I know who's come home to look after the kids for the day, yeah, has absolutely been worn out and said, "Give me my job back. Immediately."
Okay, but is there anything wrong with what Clara's doing?
Well, I would have liked a nice partner, yeah, to share my life with, yeah, but it wasn't going to happen, yeah. And I probably would have been a nice person to live with, like, you know, and share my life with. You know?
I would have been a nice person to live with. But what I'm saying, could you see yourself as being the stay-at-home wife? Now, not just the stay-at-home wife, but the very... you know, Stepford wife. I mean, it is a kind of Stepford wife, you know, that looks well for her husband. Now, she did say it sometimes she has her tracksuits on, but either way, he thinks she's beautiful. But, you know, runs to the door to give him a kiss and tell him how much she loves him. Doesn't bother him with her worries, you know, when he comes in from work because he has his own.
Yeah, and it was mutual, most definitely.
So there's nothing wrong with what she's doing?
Nothing wrong. I don't see anything wrong with that. And if he came in the door and equally agreed to me the same way, yeah?
Yeah.
But, like, there'd be no way I'd be a subservient, stay at home.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people are texting in saying that Clara is subservient. I don't believe she is. I believe she has a position and a role in the relationship, and her husband has a position and a role in the relationship, and they've mutually agreed on that, and that's fine.
Well, that's totally fine, but I could never be with someone who'd come in and say, look at the station place, yeah? I'd be like, you know?
But the point she's making is the place shouldn't be in a state.
Yeah, I used to say to my son, and if he made a comment about anything, I used to say, listen, son, yeah, I live here, I don't work here.
But you do work there.
Yeah, we're sharing the place together.
Yeah, but hold on for a second. The point is, if you are a stay-at-home mother or stay-at-home wife, you do work there. That is your job, or that is your role.
As a kid, yes, I totally agree. But as a kid goes into teenage years, and is well mobile, and has the ability to help around the place, yeah. He shouldn't be brought up expecting mum to do it all, yeah? Like, you mean, it should be a mutual thing?
Somebody else mentions here, oh, where is it? I must have found this text here about some guy said he was in the army. But this is for you, Padraig. Padraig. Like Clara's hubby, I'm an ex-army. I do my share of the cooking, ironing and the housework. I have a military medal, a DSO, been shot twice, fought in 5 wars. Padraig, am I a man? Says Pat. Padraig, are you still there?
Still here now.
Yeah, is he a man? He's fought in 5 wars, but he does do his share of the cooking, ironing and housework.
Well, maybe he was initially a man, but obviously now that he's retired, I'd say he's probably turned into a bit of a wimp.
Oh, right, okay. So Pat's not a man anymore. He's not a real man.
No, he's succumbed to political correctness, I'd say, you know.
Right, okay. Okay, well, let me go to D as well, because D, another D, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, D?
Good afternoon, my old flower.
Good afternoon, my old flower.
No, not in a world.
Are you on a speakerphone, D? It's hard to hear you.
Because I've got the radio on at the background.
Yeah, well, maybe you could turn the radio on. That'd be great.
Great.
Yeah, turn it off. Just walk away from the radio. Thanks.
Just give me a second.
Yeah, it's live radio, D. If you could do it today, it'd be great.
Holy God.
Okay, Dee, you wouldn't cook for any man.
Not the time. No, oh. I cook.
But you won't cook for a man.
No, I cook for the whole.
Dee, can you move away from completely away from the radio?
Hold on a second there now.
Oh, spare me. I couldn't be dealing. All right, let me just go. Clara thinks for herself. She does what makes her happy, and she's her own woman. Take that feminazi. Take the feminazi out of the woman in terms, that says Kevin Limerick. Feminazis are only in favour of choice if it's their choice and you agree with it, says somebody else. Fair play to Clara, says somebody else. She's exactly right, exactly what I do as a wife. Another person says, is there anything sadder than childless middle-aged women going to protest marches being used by men, yet they still encourage young women to copy them? All right, I can go back to Dee now, can I? She's walked away from the radio and she sounds a bit better. Sorry, are you on the ball now, Dee?
I am.
Okay, right. Would you cook for a man?
I do, in my own terms.
And what's the terms?
No, the terms is I maybe eat every Monday night we have a stew. And he loves that stew.
Okay, so you do cook for men?
I wouldn't go that far now.
Well, you cook a stew for him, don't you?
Yeah, because the kids have to eat.
Okay, so what's the point you're trying to make, Dee?
Well, the point is basically, I don't really have to cook because after school, my kid goes to after school. Do you understand that?
Yeah, no, I'm asking you, I mean, are you a stay-at-home wife?
Yeah.
Okay, do you cook, when your husband comes in the evening time, do you cook his dinner?
Not a chance.
Why not?
No, he can pick up something on the way.
Right. Would you do you iron his clothes?
Oh no, I hate ironing.
Do you wash the clothes?
Yeah.
Do you put them in the dishwasher? Or the washing machine? The dishwasher. The washing machine.
Well, I do fold the dishwasher.
So you do wash the dishes in the dishwasher?
In the dishwasher,
yeah. Would you hoover the house?
Not a chance.
Who does that?
Him.
So he's working, He's making his, he's getting his own dinners. He's hoovering the house. And you do what? So what exactly do you do?
I am in the mornings. I watch Dr. Phil. I, well, got the kids ready first.
Right.
For school.
Okay.
And then I put on Dr. Phil. And then I put on Al Boylan.
Right.
Well, no, sorry, the boys, PJ and Jim.
All right, okay, PJ and Jim in the morning. No, and I watch you sit with your feet up, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. That wouldn't be what Clara would do, in fairness.
No, but what's wrong with that?
Well, you can still work while you're listening to Niall Boylan or PJ and Jim.
No, but I need to listen.
I know, but would you not have the dinner, would you not kind of, you know, cook a bit of dinner while you're doing that and get the dinner prepared?
No, I do my vegetables, whatever I'm going to cook that night.
Yeah, okay, but you wouldn't be cooking them for your husband because he gets his own dinner, does he?
No, he can heat it up in the microwave.
Right, so you were listening to Clara and the way she lives her life and you don't agree with it?
Oh, not in a million years, I swear to God.
Right, okay. Thanks for that, Dee. Hope everything is okay. Cheers. Clara, the majority of people, you'd be happy to know, actually agree with you.
Oh, thank goodness. Because I thought I was going to be lambasted.
No,
because I was lambasted on Facebook when I said this years ago. But maybe the demographic on Facebook is more.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of evil people on Facebook, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't condemn any other woman for their choice. If they don't want to do it, that's fine by me. And, you know, it's their own personal business. And even if they are staying at home with the kids and they don't have time to make the dinner or they want to have a rest and sit down. Like, I'm not averse to sitting down, but I had, my primary thing is, it's kind. If somebody, my husband leaves just before 7, he comes home after 7.
That's a long day, yeah.
It's a long day. I wouldn't have him standing in the kitchen cooking when he comes home at that time. I'd have the dinner ready. And when we both worked full time, we both came home and cooked together.
Yeah, you shared the chores, yeah.
You shared the chores.
And you know, you're 100% right, because that's the role you've chosen. And that's yeah. Your job, so to speak.
I'm sharing the responsibility. He's making the money. I'm just keeping the house ticking over and keeping the child happy and healthy. And I'm teaching my boy, and I've said to him, you know, your mom is at home. You're very lucky. When you grow up,
that might not be the case. Yeah.
She might not want to do that. You're going to have to know how to cook. You're going to have to know how to wash and how to clean. And I'm teaching him how to do it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if she wants to stay home, it's her choice. If she doesn't want to stay home, that's her choice.
And I think all the other stuff that you're doing, which is very 1950s and very traditional about, you know, going to the door to give him a kiss when he comes in and making sure the house is clean when he arrives and having his dinner ready at a particular time. I think it's all very respectful. And I think it's nice. And I think it's lovely.
I think he's gorgeous. I can't wait to kiss him when he comes home.
If he's listening now, he's probably so proud of you, by the way. And I think you're a wonderful wife. And anybody who says otherwise is an idiot.
Thanks very much. I feel great now.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Clara.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.